a good friend who called me was like, yo, see, I'm listening to the pod. I hear what y'all saying and I'm implementing stuff. He's like, but, you know, I'm not sure it's working. And so what I was thinking about when I was talking to him and I was thinking about this NFL example or just like that is like the one thing the analytics don't account for is the situation, is the moment. It's like, how do you tell somebody to make it couture to their life?
The analytics is a broad and general, right, perspective. The personal, though, is the scouting report.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most people be on that general stuff. Yeah. Hey, if we do this, we do that. It say we should win or we should get a first down. Yeah. But the scouting report makes it a little bit more personal and tells you for
your marriage.
For your situation.
Your 50% of marriages end in divorce.
Yeah.
Analytical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scouting report. Yo, my wife likes quality time. My wife likes acts of service. So I need to do these things. And I think that's what people...
I have a 50%.
Or I got a 50%.
And
the analytics is just telling you what could happen to anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
But your scouting report
will
tell you what's going to happen in your household if you're not moving on something.
What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of the Secret to Success podcast. I'm your host, CJ, joined as always by the Bayesian sensation, Mr. Carl Wesley Phillips.
What's going on, y'all? What it do?
Dr. King in the building. Dr. King, how you feeling, man?
Hey, bro, 2026. What you mean, how I feel? You can't tell? You can't see it with your own eyes? I know you ain't got your glasses on.
I don't got glasses.
Oh, can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Douglas, you still invigorated?
Yeah,
Invigorated.
I am, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. This is it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas again.
You know what
I'm saying? Wow. On repeat.
Bro, I'm just being real. It's just every month, bro, on this 80-20 boy we doing, on this focus, you know what I'm saying, for the Q1. I always be locked in, but I've never been like, hey, don't worry about April, May, June, July. Like, get locked in on January, February, March. Like, that's never happened to me before, bro. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, no doubt. Speaking of Christmas, I'm like, bro, I know we talked about it before, but one thing I will never be able to wrap my head around. Is we bought, of course, you know, Trey, he on the PS5 stuff. So, you know, he kind of older for Christmas now. Yeah, you know, I let me tell you something. Age is a mother, bro.
Yeah.
Age is a mother. So I got on the Call of Duty or whatever it is that they got on there, Fortnite, one of them. Bro, I played for about 5 minutes. I got motion sick.
Ooh.
Bro, I literally had to lay down. Like, yo, he was like, Dad, what's wrong? I was like, bro, I'm about to pass out.
Yeah,
it's too much going on, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm like, he got the top screen. I'm on the bottom. He like, shoot there, shoot. I'm like, bro,
okay.
I'm about to die.
I'll just call Scott and ask him to make me a Pac-Man video.
No. Scott got, I bought them an arcade thing.
Yeah.
So they got an arcade with all the games, like literally, like Mario, Zelda, everything.
You
the
know, we had Bob Jr. On them tabletops, arcade games.
Oh,
the ones we used to, the big one that you sit down.
Yeah, I need to get that. Tell me where you got that from. I need to go
Best
get
Buy.
One.
I get
for real?
It. Yeah, seriously.
Hey, let me tell you
something.
Best Buy, he ain't been on
I'm sorry, he might be watching Santa Claus did that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he probably ain't been on it ever, but be on that Roblox.
Yeah, that's time. We stopping that, bro.
Yeah,
Roblox?
Yeah, because there's no interaction with the people around
it's
you.
It's weird.
It's literally people
it's
on the
weird.
In the world, meta world, or your friends.
He be playing with Trey.
I said people around you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He be playing with Trey, be in Atlanta.
Yeah,
Junior
sure.
be in Chicago.
Yeah.
His family be in the next room. And he,
yeah.
You know, bro, we got to have some type of interaction, bro. We can't
they be
in the
right
same
next
house
to each other.
And still doing the Jordan will play with the kids. Like, they'll come to the house and still not talk. They're still there playing.
That's what
I'm like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah, no, it's different. And I promise you, between that. So, anyway, with the PS5 stuff, you know, we got Fortnite, Call of Duty, whatever it is, all of that. He may have had it for a while now, but I still will catch him and I'll be like, I'm about to start whooping him. I'm like, Bro, I will never get over y'all watching other people play video games.
Weird.
In my day, okay, let me say this.
Back in my day.
This is the weirdest thing. Kids is watching kids play video games. Back in my day, we used to sit there and you used to wait for your turn to get on the sticks. Yeah. And I'm talking about you be waiting on somebody to lose. Like, pass the sticks. Yeah. Like, bro, it was literally torture to watch somebody else play the video game. Now, he got the video game to himself right there, and he on his YouTube. I'm like, what you doing? He watching somebody else play the game that he got right there.
That's wild.
Bro, I'm be tripping like, on bro, him,
what's
though.
What's wrong with y'all?
Because he said back in his day, I'm like, wow. He said they doing stick. Yeah. I'm like, bro, we was on 75th and Halsted. Like waiting at the actual arcade game.
Yes.
So the dude is on the game. And me and Randy's, we standing there waiting man. Like, we ain't trying to, no shade, but we hope you hurry up and get.
How many quarters you got left, big dog?
My dad used to own a game room.
For real?
Yeah. We owned our own arcade/record shop.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
that's crazy. That's,
would you do it like quarters, like C said? Like, my man just got a quarters. Bunch of, he played a whole time, or he played, you know what I'm saying? Would he play and stop, or he just playing until he out?
No, you get to just play.
You have to put a quarter to continue, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying you don't get to put another quarter in and keep going.
Right, that's what I was
saying. No, after you done,
the next person comes up. Rise and fly.
Yeah, bro.
They, it's different, bro. Anyway, so I'm sitting there playing this video game. I literally passed out, bro. I was like, bro, I got motion sick. I was like, son, I can't do it, bro. This is back in my day. Sonic was just, you know, you just kind of had to go in a circle and do your thing, bro. It's intense, bro. But yeah, I'm watching them play. I'm like, why did I buy you a video game if you're going to watch?
I want to understand what's happening, though. Like, what's the dopamine hit for them watching? There's got to be something. Like, it ain't random. What is it?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I was asking them that because then I saw them watching and playing, and I'm like, are you trying to get strategies?
Right. Are you
like,
learning?
To see it. And like, he was like, yeah, sometimes. And I'm like, sometimes you just want, they just like, want to watch somebody play.
What if he would have hit you with? Dad, don't come at me like that. Every day I watch you watching Michigan State basketball team playing basketball.
I do watch Michigan State.
And you watching them play. What's the difference?
Well, he likes sports too, so he wouldn't say that. So he watching the game. No, hey, listen.
But you think about it. As an adult, we sit down
watching our team.
I will watch football all day long. I'm watching other people play, bro.
Hey, I'll say this, though.
I watch it all day.
I don't play, though. Real. You know what I'm saying? I don't actually ever go play.
The game,
so I'm watching people who care.
No more.
never. Let me tell you something, bro. Somebody tell me right now, hey, get on the court. Hey, come on. Are we about to? I'm like, I can't even shoot around. I'm not doing none of that, bro. We were talking about that before. Bro, we come here, you know, all this ice, bro. I literally live my life, bro. I live my life not to get injured. I'm like, bro, whatever you do today.
For real.
And let me tell you something. The stupidest stuff be happening, dog. I'm not even playing. I don't know if I told you this the other day. Bro, I was reaching in the cabinet to get something.
Lord.
Bro, I live... Like, I try to put myself in a bubble.
Yeah.
Y'all know I flicked, of course, a bug. Broke my hand. So, again, just reached up in the cabinet to get something. And we had one of them big avocado oils, them big heavy ones.
Yeah.
And I grabbed, like, a seasoning or something, and the big avocado oil fell. Like, it was falling. So I just lifted my hand up like this to catch it. Bro, it smacked my thumb. The glass, like the end of the glass bottle, and I broke its fall so it didn't crack everywhere, right? That was my goal, to like save it so it didn't shatter everywhere. Bro, that sucker hit my thumb right here, bro. I might still got a little. Bro, I couldn't move my thumb for like 2 days, dog. I was like, dog, the stupidest stuff when you get older. You just wake up, it's like whack-a-mole. You wake up, be like, all right, what's going to hurt today? But little elbow pain. Okay, yep. So anyway, yeah, how's everybody feeling, man? Y'all good?
Blessed, bro.
Yeah? All right, ET1%.com. We April 16, 17, 18. I need to make sure y'all understand this would be the most important conference that we've ever done.
Blessed, bro.
I wanted to get into something today. Had a talk with a good friend who called me and was like, yo, see, I'm listening to the pod. You know, he was like, man, I'll be honest with you. I hadn't listened to it. He was like, but I started off the new year. One of my things was like, I'm going to listen to the pod. And he was like, I hear what y'all saying, and I'm implementing stuff. He's like, but you know, I'm not sure it's working. And I was like, okay, what you mean by that? He was like, well, y'all said, you know, Mar said, make sure I was investing. And E said, you know, make sure I was, you know, getting on my routine. Carl talking about letting stuff. He's like, I'm doing. And I was like, okay, cool. And I was like, are you leaving room to, like, to be human about it? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And I don't know how to say this. I told E, I was like, I don't even really have no real way to present it. But, like, basically, like, I was telling E, it's like analytics, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's so funny. Like, everything is analytics driven, like Moneyball, right? So, like, even in the NFL, I don't know, again, I feel like I'm 43. I could say back in my day. Mm-hmm. Can I?
I'm almost 45.
Well, you talking about move the goalpost.
I move the goalpost.
It's like the trust. It's like getting the trust. It's not enough. Few solid. So anyway, what was I saying?
Analytics.
Yeah. Moneyball.
But back in my day, when I was coming up, bro, I remember on fourth down, you punt the ball. Unless you was in field goal range, punt the ball. Dan Campbell years ago just started going for it everywhere.
Yeah, about 2-3 years ago?
About 3 years ago. I'm talking about we just going for it every time, which, okay, cool. But what they said was, and I'm like, yo, that's crazy. Like, bro, think about it. You on a 50-yard line, 4th and 1. Back in the day, it'd be 4th and inches. Yeah, they'd bring the chain out. You could be, they'd be like, coach, like, punt it.
I'm saying coach didn't even tell you to punt it.
You knew.
You just get off the field. As they turn.
But now the analytics say, go for it. It's better to go for it. Yeah. And so what I was thinking about when I was talking to him and I was thinking about this NFL example or just like that is like the one thing the analytics don't account for is the situation, is the moment. Mm-hmm. So you could say, hey, go for it in this situation because the numbers, all the games say so, but they may not take into account the fact that you don't got LaPorta and Amon-Ra right now. Two of your fourth down weapons who you throw to.
Every time.
So you can't do what you...
Or you going up against a defense.
Or you going up against a D.
Number one in the NFL for... Yeah.
Or you playing Philadelphia and the score is 9-9 in the third quarter. This is a defensive battle. Punt it and play field position. But analytics tells you...
You got a 67% chance of fourth down.
So it looked like... So I was trying to explain to him, like, bro, it's not just doing what the paper says. Does that make sense? Like, there has to be a feel to it. So that's what I guess I wanted to talk about is, like, how do you tell somebody to make it couture to their life? Everything that works for me in my marriage is not going to work for the next man in his marriage.
So I think that's how you do it. It's funny. I was talking to Carl last year, and I was telling Carl, like, yo, you know, Ma, sometimes you do things so naturally that you think everybody does it. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, you just think, like, yo, this is common sense. Right? But it's only common sense because that's common to you. Like, I think people miss that part. It's like, it's common sense. Well, it wouldn't be common sense for me if it wasn't common to me. You know what I'm saying? That's not something that I do on a regular basis. And I was telling Carl, I was like, yo, because I grew up and I was never that. Like, I was never number one in anything. The only thing I was close to was, like, running. I was pretty fast. So I would always, like, sometimes I might get the silver, you know, or the bronze. I never would get the gold, right? I was never the strongest, the tallest, you know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, in high school, I was so short in high school that... That you know, people mall in the city try to take advantage of you.
Yeah, they do.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and so you had that Napoleon complex when you was young.
Never.
Son. You didn't?
Never.
Oh, I thought you were saying you like.
I'm saying people really try to beat me up.
Oh, but you
I didn't have no complex. Oh, okay. I just
they
didn't.
Had complex.
They had the complex. I have a complex.
I defend myself.
He said they had the complex.
Yeah, I had no complex.
They had anti-Napoleon.
No, that's what they had. Bullying. Because you because I'm short, you want to act like you tough. And so you want to beat me up to prove you tough.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And I said, I don't know if this is the truth, but I said I never had. I think one of the reasons Marlon never had a Napoleon complex, it could be multiple reasons, but I think I grew up with somebody 6'8". So I always said, believe it or not, you're tall to you, but you're not tall to me.
Yeah.
Like, you might be 6'5".
I ain't tall.
Yeah, you might, like, if I come to school, you might be 6'2". And you think you tall because you're taller than me, but I grew up with somebody 6'8".
Every day.
So every day. So it's like height didn't make, it didn't, I wasn't afraid of it because it's I live with it.
Mm. Yeah.
But people did try to go, because, and I was skinny. I probably didn't weigh but about 140 pounds. So it wasn't even like I was short and thick.
Yeah.
I was small. And so I grew up having to go, all right, the homies gonna be like, they don't go to school, Ma, but they're my boys, but they gonna pick me up from school. So I still gotta get out. I gotta get out to school.
Yeah.
And I gotta get to where they are.
Yeah.
And you know they ain't coming, Ma. Like, when Bob dropped out and he, when Bob was there, it was me and Bob, I was cool. But when Bob stopped coming to school like that, they would come scoop me. I still needed to wait until I could get with them. And so I learned how to observe things and peep things out that were happening before they happened.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, Maul, when you tell me a trust, I'm not only taking your word for the trust, but I'm looking at the trust regularly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling the lawyer regularly. I'm saying, Didi, did, well, I got my other friends, lawyers saying, E, you checking in on the trust?
Yep.
So for me, one person would be like, Maul said, trust, and they go do it, and they through with the process.
Yeah.
But I'm going to stay on top of it. So what I realized for me, see, which is one of my gifts, is observation. Again, I'll say it this way for those who don't understand the school analogy. If you are a gazelle and you in the Serengeti, you know you cannot outrun a cheetah or outrun a lion. You can't, but you want to survive.
Uh-huh.
So what you do is you don't sleep like most animals sleep. Right? Mm. You sleep with one eye open.
Literally.
Right? You sleep with one eye open because you know. You also pay attention to like, whoa, the grass moving.
Mm.
Why is the grass moving like that?
You see they be eating it up.
You feel me? Like, why is the grass? And their ability to do that is their survival.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's like.
And they stay in the pack.
And then they see like the birds flying.
Yeah.
You know, if a lion see birds flying, he ain't tripping on no birds flying. Like, that don't mean nothing to him. But if you a gazelle and you see the birds flying, you like some animal, some massive animal must be in the distance because they flew away. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And so for me, I've not been the tallest, the strongest, or whatever. So I've always been like a step ahead of people because I'm like a chess player. I'm always trying to stay a few moves ahead of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So if you say something to me about marriage and you need to do X, Y, and Z, I'm not going, oh, I'm going to do what C said only. I'm going, yo, I do what C said. Did it work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I did what C said. Did it work? Which circumstances did it work under? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I did what C said. It worked under these circumstances. It don't work under these circumstances. Okay, let me go back to C and say, hey, C, it worked 80% of the time, but 20% of the time it didn't work. What you think I could do for the 20% of the time it didn't work?
Mm-hmm.
And I find what most humans do is, let's just say, especially if they're doing something dope, they will do it and take their eyes off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they will make the success their focus instead of the process their focus.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not focusing on, E, you a dynamic speaker. I'm like, hey, Nikki, I noticed on Instagram when you posted that, it only hit 65,000. You normally get 250. What's up, Nikki?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not waiting for Nikki to call me and telling me the number's going down.
Yeah.
I'm every day. I'm not listening to myself, but I go on there for a second to see, and I think that's what a lot of people do. You take your eyes off of it, and you put the person who gave you the information eyes on it. And it's like, no, just because Maul told me I needed to trust, Maul could not have possibly, with all his genius and all his knowledge, he could not have possibly in that hour that we talked about trust given me everything I need to know to be successful.
Right.
All Maul did was set me up on a path. Now it's my responsibility to put the energy on that to make sure that thing survives. And so I think those two things. One, observation. People take their eyes off of it. And number two, people think energy is something that's created from the thing itself, and it's not. Energy is created by you.
Hey, I think, man, this is crazy, but I think, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that just want you to see that they're doing it.
Mm.
Like, you tell me something deep. I just want you to know that I did it. I'm not even necessarily, I might not even be necessarily, I want the result.
Right.
But the bigger motivation for me is, yeah, see, I did what you said. I got you. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, I can see a lot of people actually just doing it. Maul said the trust. Hey, Maul, I got that trust. You know, I listen to you,
that's
bro.
That's good.
I got you. And I want people to be honest.
Right.
There's a lot of people that's just your motivation. Like, I want you to know that I did what you said, and now
that's not
we
weird.
Cool.
It's better than the person not doing nothing.
No, I'm saying you're a step closer.
Yeah, you are a step closer, saying, but it's not. It ain't going in that next level.
I want you to be proud of me.
Right, but what's so crazy? What's so crazy is that.
I want you to be proud of me is wild.
Yeah.
When you was talking, and when you look at even with Dan Campbell and things like that, right, the analytics is a broad and general, right, perspective that's telling you if you go for it on fourth down, then this is what's going to happen. And I think most people live in the broad, the general analytical life.
Yeah.
But in football, you know, I did play Division I sports.
Right.
And in football.
When I say barely.
And,
said D1.
When I say barely.
But what did I just say about it's better than not doing it at all? I went to the future and I had it's better than not doing it at
chess.
All.
You playing chess.
I just got to put that out
there. You're a couple steps ahead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what we, as Division I athletes, what we learn. We learn.
What position did you play again?
We learn the one that would take you out.
Y'all know. We learn, play ass back.
We learn.
Get your.
And you was in the audience and crying. That boy good. That was
look at my good. Dog right. down there.
But no. But what we learned. So the general is the analytical, right? Mm-hmm. The personal, though, is the scouting report.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Most people be on that general stuff. Yeah. Hey, if we do this, we do that. It say we should win or we should get a first down. Yeah. But the scouting report would say, if we run to that side of the field, we got number 97.
Yeah. That's good,
Mark. Waiting on us.
Yeah.
We can't do that. Even
what number did you wear?
I wasn't 97. But I was actually talking about Detroit. I was actually going back to your Dan Campbell and Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
You got a beast at defensive end on that other side over there.
Yeah.
And so the scouting report makes it a little bit more personal and tells you for your
marriage.
For your situation.
Your 50% marriage. Of marriages end in divorce.
Yeah,
analytical.
Yeah.
Scouting report. Yo, my wife likes quality time.
Right.
My wife likes acts of service, so I need to do these things. And I think that's what people...
Or I have a 50%
chance. Or I got a 50%.
Of getting a divorce.
And so the analytics is just telling you what could happen
absolutely.
To anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
But your scouting report
gives
will
you
tell
clarity.
You what's going to happen in your household if you're not moving on something.
So go practical then. What does it look like to have your own scouting report in your life?
Yeah, so for personal, for myself, with a scouting report, you have to study. You got to look around and see, like, what affects, if we're going back to marriage, what affects your spouse? What makes her happy? What makes her sad? What causes you all to argue? What are the things in life that she like? You can't live in a general perspective when you're talking about a personal relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the scouting report, though, breaks down to the T.
Yeah.
What is it that
the
my
tendencies.
Wife likes? The tendencies.
The tendencies.
Yo, my wife don't like waking up in the morning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And going out in the cold weather, taking my kid.
Yeah.
So I got that. I'm going to do it. It's an act of service that I do every single day for the last 15 years. And that's something that she appreciates. And every time we come here for this podcast and she got to take the kids to school, she recognizes and realizes the presence that I actually have in her life. Because she like, yo,
that's
you
it.
Be doing this every day without even. Yeah. The scouting report, though, says that's what makes you smile.
Yeah.
The analytics, just
that's
say,
general.
It's just general.
It's not specific.
And so whoever that was that was actually listening, who was listening to the podcast, I would say for him, like, yo, this is all great. But when we're talking, from a general standpoint.
And from our standpoint.
And from our scouting report.
Yeah from
I'm
our
giving
scouting
you
reports.
Experiences from my scouting report, but you take what we're saying and create your own scouting report.
Yeah.
Right? Create your own scout. You got to be personal. What things in your life is not working?
Yeah.
What things in life is working? Put it down on paper and say, yo, okay, from the perspective of E talking now about his situation, about what he's doing in life, now you can look at what you have on your scouting report and hear what E is saying and come up with a general perspective, but to your scouting report.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what, but I can't play a football game at Western Illinois with a scouting report from Michigan State. it ain't gonna do me no good for the team that I'm playing against.
Absolutely.
It's tailored for Michigan State.
That's it.
Against Michigan.
That's it.
It ain't against Western Illinois, against Eastern Illinois.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have to make it, in order to succeed.
Yeah, make it personal.
It has to be personal.
Just click for me. What you just said, Maul, in terms of like the scout, not the scouting report, the statistics are based on the overall league.
Yeah.
It's like all the teams that ever went for fourth down.
Absolutely.
Here's the percentage chance.
Yeah.
The scouting report. You remember you football. I think it was Peyton.
Well, I didn't play D1, but
they didn't have scouting reports.
But
in high school.
I think it was Peyton Manning is who I remember. But it was some documentary that he did. If you remember correctly, it could have been Tom. I don't remember. But they were talking about how when they get to that line of scrimmage, bruh, he said he is looking at the defense. And he said, if my man move his finger, he's like, there's a tendency that when
Absolutely.
He does that, they're doing this. And he would call a different call on the line just because my man finger move a little bit. He knew my man was going to go to the right. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about a scouting report, dude, it is so detailed. Like, please hear what I'm saying. You want a line of scrimmage, just, bro, it's 22 dudes out there about to go ham at it. And you looking at somebody's finger to see if it flickers.
That's,
that's a different level of scouting. Yeah. So when you get to that level, now it's custom to your exact situation.
And it's the cheat code.
It's the cheat code
because the scouting report lets you know. So it was another one where if you see, especially depending on the pigmentation of the individual lineman, if their fingers are red, really red, then that means they're heavy on their hands. So that means most likely if you're heavy on your hands, it's about to be a run. If they're light on their fingers, then you know they're about to step back and it's about to be a pass. So as a defender, I'm already knowing, especially at the outside linebacker position, I'm already knowing, like, all right, cool, they're about to pass. Let me get ready and get off the ball second, and let me get to the back. So it's the cheat code. A lot of times people think that you are really some superb. Some of these NFL guys are really a superb athlete. And really, bro, they just know the scouting report. They know the tendencies of that individual. And so if you, it's your own personal scouting report, imagine if you knew the tendencies of your spouse.
Come on.
And that's why I started in the beginning. Like, I think it's funny when people think that they are born with something. Like, for real, it's like anybody nobody has your specificities, but you know what I'm saying? In general.
Yeah.
Grew up here, you know, came from this social economic status, you know, this height, this weight, this speed, whatever it is. You'll find people in that category who both fail and who win.
Yeah.
There's no advantage. Like, there's no advantage to being born rich. There are rich kids who turn out to go to prison, rich people who died, kids died, drug addiction. So it's not an advantage. It's kids who grew up in the projects, hood, Robert Taylor, Herman Gardens, that came out surgeons, lawyers. You feel me? So people have to understand what we're saying. There is no advantage except for the one you take advantage of. There is no advantage. There is no, that you can't say that.
But still, statistically, I mean.
No, but that's what I'm saying. To Maul's point, you got to look at.
You do have to make it for your own individual circumstance, but we can say that the majority, that would be a disadvantage to come from this soil versus this.
It's not a disadvantage. But general, yes.
General, but
we
that's
all
what
agree.
I'm saying.
General, yes.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't do your own scouting report, you're damned to that.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
Period.
You automatically go into that.
That's going to pull you.
Exactly.
But if you do your own scouting report, it don't matter where you come from.
Right.
You can get to wherever you're trying to go. So I just want to make sure we're clear. I was trying to explain that.
But you do have to fight harder probably against that. Like if you look at my wife, Candace, no dad, mother on drugs, you know, east side of Detroit poverty, like that kind of thing. For her to come from that and be at GE killing is a different beast than somebody who grew up into that.
It's a different game.
But I'm saying it doesn't really matter though.
Yeah.
Because what happens is, I guarantee you, Candace wasn't focused on the stats and focus on where she came from. That's why she didn't end up like that, because she wasn't going. Well, they said she was doing her own scouting report, and she knew where she wanted to go. And she wasn't really tripping on what was going on around her, if that makes sense. So that's why when you say be practical, it's like, yo, I made it in Detroit when, bruh, you see this stuff on TV, and it's real in terms of, you know, white boy Rick, you know, BMF. Like, that stuff is real. And I'm trying to tell you, just before that, Maul, Young Boys Incorporated, that's when I was That's when I was born and moving around in the city. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you talking about all of that that was going on, my boys are in YBI. Mm-hmm. My boys are the ones coming up to the school saying, check it in. My boys are the ones getting into fights in school, shooting. You feel me? And so, Ma, I had to look at, okay, E, this is the advantages you have. This analytics. Is the disadvantage. Yep. Look at the analytics. You can get caught up in this. You can get caught up in that. And it's one of those things, Ma, like, for real, sometimes when you're in it, it's that easy to be in it.
Yeah.
And so to not be in it, you got to make some different choices. So for me, it was like, yo, I know who I am. I know what I'm not. Boom. Right? And so whether it's my marriage, whether it's in my business, it's like, yo, C said, oh, E, you know, I was the decision maker. I'm the whatever. Okay, cool. Be the decision maker. I'm going to make sure as a speaker, I'm the best speaker. So you're making decisions for the best speaker in the world. Mm. Like, you're not going to have to make a decision for the number 130,000 speaker. Mm. That's a lot harder to be able to brand somebody that's 100,000 speaker versus the person who says, now all I can control is when I get on the mic and I do my thing, or when you, Carl, you cut that camera on, all I can focus on is bump the stats.
Yeah.
I want to be the 1% of the stats. And then going based on the analytics, this is what I have to specifically do to in order to be the best in the world. Mm-hmm. Not just a feeling of wanting to be the best. Not just, what do they say? Manifesting, I'm the best. There are specific skill sets. There's a specific language I need to learn. Yep. There are specific codes I need to learn. There are rules I got to play by. So when that camera come on, I'm not just giving you energy. I know exactly who you are. And then we study in y'all. So the 20 of y'all that's like, thank God it's Monday, we're asking you what you want. We're paying attention. And I just think that most people don't do that. Most people just go, I want to be number one, and you cut the camera on. And what you end up doing is what I did, not knowing that I didn't do what you did. Mm. So you ain't going to never catch me doing what I did because I didn't do what you were doing. Yeah. But you watching me going, E, loud. No, it's not loud. No, it's not. It's passion. Where you get that passion from? My people, my community, caring about my... So when you talk loud, the grandma gonna tell by the stuff that you saying, grandma gonna be like, oh, I don't connect with that. Mm. But when I start talking about Rosa Parks and I start talking about the struggle, you seeing loud, grandma like, oh, I was there.
Yeah.
You just talking about it, right? When I talk about Yummy Sandifer, right? And being shot execution style, I'm the stuff that I'm saying, and I remember telling Toby this. I was like, Toby, bro, I'm gonna be real. I'm not no rapper, so I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I said, but I'm telling you, when the rappers that rap had the best albums, it was all my people from Brooklyn, Detroit, in the Chicago. I'm like, bro, if you
feel a certain kind of way.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm like, Tobe, I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm telling you, the greatest have a way from pubbing Brooklyn up and letting everybody in Brooklyn feel them, but also all my Detroit players. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, now you're talking to... So you following Biggie, but you ain't really seeing what Biggie doing. Mm. And Biggie is bringing everybody. Oh. Put your lighters up. Mm. Now he done taught Lil' Kim. At Brooklyn, put your light. DC, put your lighters up. Yeah. And I'm like, Tobe, I'm trying to get you to see. It ain't the yelling. It ain't the screaming. It's the connecting with people that makes me number one. So you just getting up there screaming.
That was a scouting report.
It was a scouting report.
That was a scouting report.
It's a scouting report,
you
bro.
You literally just looked
I saw
at...
Malcolm do it.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King do it.
Yeah, he connect.
I saw them connecting with people. Connect. And not just people who came from where they came from. I saw them connecting with people all over the world, if that makes sense.
Man, let me tell y'all, whoever listening to this.
Yeah,
I don't know. This the cheat code. I'm sitting there telling y'all, man. Look, I'm going to give you an example. Brian Cox. Remember Brian Cox?
Yeah.
All right, Brian Cox went to Western Illinois. Brian Cox played linebacker. Bro, his 40 time was barely 4.9 or 5.0. Mm. That's what most linemen, offensive linemen, defensive linemen run. Brian Cox couldn't even bench press 225 like over 12 times.
Wow.
But when that man played in the NFL,
he
was the first one to the ball every time. Brian Cox led when he was with the Miami Dolphins. He led in tackles. How is it that Brian Cox, now I remember my coach used to tell me, same defensive coordinator, He used to tell me about Brian Cox. He would say that he was, like, as far as athletically, he wasn't the most talented.
Most inclined.
But my man would always be the first to the ball. And it's like, how's that even possible? Because he knew where the ball was going before they even snapped the ball. Think about that kind of mindset. You got the other people, they stronger, they're faster, they got to work harder in the gym, they got to do all of this extra stuff, and they still ain't the first one to the ball. But this guy, because he was in the film room, because he knew every tendency, he knew every play. When he saw them lined up a certain kind of way, the tight end to the right, the fullback to the left, he knew automatically they running in the three hole. So he would automatically go there,
meet
them right where the ball was at. And in that same kind of way, that's the cheat code in life, dog. If you know the tendencies of real estate, you know the tendencies of your 9-to-5 and how to get what kind of loans are they offering, what kind of programs they're offering, what kind of pensions they're offering, 401ks. When you know, when you've done a scouting report of everything that you're part of, then you know how to meet them in the hole. You know how to get there. But the reason why you are everything, think about some people. Everything they do is an issue, is a problem. It's always somebody doing something to them. And it seems like they can't never just advance in anything. And it's because they are living in that general mindset. You think that everything is just general and you have not taken the time to say, hey, Toe, you can't just be rapping about anything.
About A-Leaf.
About A-Leaf. A-Leaf is super small. Bro, you got a whole city of Chicago that's waiting on somebody to be like, yo, Chi-Town. You got a whole, where's that at? That's the scout report. That's a small little change.
Man, still ain't implemented it. Let me call it. Hey, hold on. Let me see. I don't like that. Y'all giving game and he not serious.
He not even serious about the game game.
Bro.
I'm not a rapper, I'm not a rapper.
Right.
I just connect with people.
Hey, bro.
I'm not a rapper.
But I bet you come out with something. We going to rock
you. You know what I'm saying?
You feel me? E over here talking about how you ain't implementing.
Come on.
You're not implementing the teachings. So I was like, let me call him and see why.
You're live
on the podcast, so don't say nothing crazy.
Come on, Tom.
Hey, baby, how are you? I miss you. Hello, baby. How are you? Yeah, he said he...
I'm not trying to ask you nothing. I'm not trying to ask you nothing.
I'm trying to figure out why you're not implementing the teachings of the master. Miyagi got you. Miyagi told you to paint the fence.
Hey, you're not connecting with the people, bro. You ain't connecting with the people.
Hold on.
What part of the teachings I'm not implementing?
Chicago.
Okay. Hey, Tobe, first of all, I never said you didn't implement it. I was on the podcast and I was just telling people when they see me speak, they just get caught up on, you know, I'm loud. And I'm like, no, it's not my volume. It's I connect with the people. And I was like, even for instance with Tobe, I had told Tobe early in the game, you know, how Lauryn Hill, Biggie, how they would call a city out, Brooklyn, but then they'd be like, hey, Detroit, hey, Chicago, hey, whatever, so they could connect. And then CJ said,
I ain't heard not one Chicago, Detroit shout out.
Nothing.
I still keep hearing A-Leaf. I don't want to hear A-Leaf ever again. If you don't start shouting out Orlando, Tampa Bay,
West Side,
you know what I'm saying? Austin, Texas.
Yeah. All A-Leaf, not even Houston.
Yeah, bro, you got to start implementing the teachings of the master, bro. That's why we can't get to the next level.
I only know about them places from y'all.
Well, hey, throw our names in there with it. Right. J. King, Chi-Town. East, San Diego.
Shout out to San Diego.
Diego. Right. Just say Diego then.
Diego.
Diego.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't even know no place in Chicago outside Mall Crib.
There you go.
That's a problem.
That's a whole city. King Drive.
And that's the problem. No, I'm just saying, even with that, like he said, no. But when people hear me, you don't see the nuances.
Mm. Yeah, I just don't like he ain't putting in y'all training.
Well, he better, you know what I'm saying? Better than me.
You gave him the game.
That was about 4 years ago. I don't know what I'm talking about.
We could have been blew up.
It's the scouting report, though. About.
It's the scouting
report.
Me listening to rappers and seeing the difference between what they're doing versus, you feel me? It's like, yeah, you're going to have beef if all you talk about is, you feel me? I was talking to Maul and I said, hey, when we do the conference in April, bro, like, man, we got to show mad love to and get the Divine Nine involved.
Yep.
That's the reason why I said it the way I said it. Because if I say a specific thing, then we're going to separate ourselves. It's like, no, we can't be separated in April 18th, 19th, and 20th. We as women, as men, as kids. So we need a divine nine to be present. Now, I didn't say one specific group that I might, you know, prefer over others. I said the divine nine. Why? Because that is going to automatically mean unity and connect collective superpower.
Yeah.
And so that's the Scholar Report. I went to college. I know what's what. And if I want to create some challenges, I know what to say.
If that happens, can we please see Maul do his the Q Dog stroll at the conference?
First off, we don't stroll.
Yeah.
Okay. So that right there. Dang. Because itself, bro.
Step, step.
Sorry, I'm not even.
No, no. What's wrong? It's roommate. Is a cap.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's why he said that, Ma. Yeah. You gotta get, you gotta show him love. His roommate is a cap.
What is it called? I thought that's everything
he,
was called.
That's why he knows that.
Bro.
Yeah, that's why he knows that.
Educate us, Ma. Educate us.
Did you thought it was that too?
I don't know nothing about him.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
What's it called? Sorry.
They're the only ones that say that. They're the only ones that say that.
Oh, I thought that was. Nobody else. That was Eric. The whole thing.
That's not the whole thing.
What is? And we don't step.
What? Come on, educate us. Educate us.
Stomp.
You should have looked at the scouting report.
What is it, Stomp?
We hot.
Okay, I never heard that. Okay.
That's because you never been around us. That's the reason why you never heard.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, we hot, dog.
Yeah. Okay, we hot. I wasn't trying. See, that's when I make a lot of jokes, he think that I'm automatic. I really didn't know. I thought it was called
roommate. You know,
I'm just a mirror, dog. So whatever you bring this way, I just show your reflection.
So that's Kappa, Stroll. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
you know, they do that little shaking of the shoulders and the little mirror thing and all that.
Y'all don't do that? Okay, I didn't know because I was at, I went to the Hawks game a couple weeks ago and they had the Divine Nine there and everybody was doing
their thing.
And that somebody said Stroll.
Yeah, and they did.
And
that group did that. They did that.
Yeah, we went.
Okay, but yeah.
That what? Oh, you're talking about scouting for it.
No, I was saying, are we going to see you do the.
I don't know. If I, you know, I have not.
When was the last time you did?
Can the hips hop?
That's the question.
Can the hips hop?
That's the question. That's the question. They were with you. They were with you,
Mark. Hey, I might go
in the 90s. Those hips were with you in the 90s.
Oh, bro, I might. Hey, listen.
Them hips ain't never seen a hop.
They are. Some new hips, Mark.
These new hips. They don't see it a lot, though.
Is the hop in the DNA?
We going to see. Hey, we going to start working them hips out now. By the time April come around, it might just be.
Yeah.
Might be back.
I think it'll be great to... It'd be great to do it.
You know, he was in a little fraternity at Oakwood, the Jesus 5 Year. You know what
I'm saying? We prayed, man. We did,
you know what I'm saying? You know, they had a little Christian fraternity there.
G5.
You had to get up at 3
and have
worship. Glorify God. There it go.
Was you in your word today, big brother?
Yes, big brother almighty. No question.
That's
yes, big brother Moses.
Big brother almighty.
Everybody had a little biblical.
He got me in this room.
Yes,
big brother Samson.
Got me in this room, bro.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even remember where we was at. Oh.
Brian Cox.
I did want to say this last thing with the scouting report that was on my mind. Y'all be careful, because the scouting report lets you know what will work and it lets you know what won't work. Yeah, so it's twofold with it. And so, you know, that's what, who was that? Tom Brady. You look at Tom Brady? Tom Brady, barely even got drafted to the league.
That's it.
Barely got drafted. Yeah. But he ended up being probably, arguably, the best quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Shador might be the next one.
Because they know the tendencies, bro. Right.
You defy what the stats say.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're not living by the stats. You're allowing the stats to semi-inform you.
Yeah.
Mm. You feel me? You're not living by them. And I think that's what happens when people watch us. Oh, Maul said, Carl said, C said, that your job is not to take what we give you and you consume that as is. Your job is to take that, you know, it might just be add water. Mm. It could be add water, add milk, add eggs. But you got to add something to the base to take you to that next level. We'll talk about it.
You said about Brian Cox. Yeah. I was like, man, it reminded me of this clip I saw a month or so ago. From LeBron.
Okay.
And again, LeBron, of course, don't have the athleticism that he had when he was in his 20s.
He still got a lot of it, though.
But look, I know he dunked on somebody. I seen him, he's been dunking on people lately. But look, Check this out. Just watch him this whole clip. Watch what, this is in a timeout. Look at him talking to his teammates and then watch what happened. Look. He telling everybody what they about to run. It's the end of the game. Watch this. Now watch LeBron the whole time. Point it out. Look. Fake like he about to go here. Watch this. Boom. Jumped it that immediately that second. Carl, go back one more time. Look. Telling everybody this what they about to run. And look at this. Incredible. Watch. Look at LeBron. Point it out. Look, fake like he about to go. I know what y'all about to do. Look, he coming off the screen. Nope. And I'm like, bro, again, for those of y'all just listening and not watching, whatever, it's just a clip of LeBron.
What was the score, Carl?
They was down. L.A. was up 3, I think.
With
so,
couple
so,
seconds.
I mean,
left.
Yeah, they won the game. That, yeah, that, won,
that was
you know,
the game winner.
Yeah, he won the game with that.
That decision,
so,
I'm saying.
Yeah, made the decision,
end
won the
game.
So, but what I, but again, to your point, Mar, you know, when you study and you have the advanced knowledge and you really take a look at yourself and what's possible, he's able to be effective at that age with not near the physical gifts that he had at one time, but probably what you lose in the athleticism.
No question. That's the advantage.
You look at your advantages. So again, to y'all point, and we could go on for a long time about this, but the scouting report and being able to self-assess and go, where are my weaknesses, whatever, but where do I have the advantage? And if you look at it and you go, all right, here's where I got the advantage, bro, you can go to a whole nother level.
And
so,
take it. Yeah, so for me, practically though, Maul, we talked about what a challenge was. We walked, you know, in here like, E, it's the winner. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's winner, E. You know, why aren't you in San Diego? Right? And I'm just being real, bro. Like, I mean, because sometimes y'all be looking at us like we don't got our own personal, you know, health challenges or whatever challenges. It's life, bro. I wish everything just went the way you wanted. But for a lot of people, that situation that me and Didi are in could create a divorce. Or it could create...
It could create one for me if you make me stay in the club.
And I can't go to my mansion.
But here's what I peeped out, Maul. I peeped out, okay, I'm not going to allow the devil to make us be divided because we have two homes. Mm-hmm. So not an enemy can take the fact that we got two houses that we live in and say, I'm about to make that a curse. Right? So I'm knowing that we're going up against defense. Our defense is the devil. I already know this. I already know what the enemy is going to try to do. His main goal is to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yeah.
He's a divider.
Yep.
He knows wherever unity exists, that's where the presence of the Lord is. So what he says is we're going to create a space where somebody's going to get offended. So for me as a leader of my team, a captain, the one word I will not let the devil bring in our house is offense. So it doesn't mean that you're not going to be mad at me or you're not going to be disappointed, but we're not going to let it turn into offense. Mm-hmm. Because offense is like, now you taking it personal and we going against each other. It's like, no, Didi, we have a challenge, which is a beautiful challenge. We got two spots. I don't want to be here in the winter.
So what'd you just tell? The home is where the heart is.
A chair
is just a chair.
But here's what I figured out, Maul.
Yeah.
I figured out.
I'm not meant to live alone.
Yeah, no.
Turn this house into a home.
Never do what? Maul, I sat down, Maul, and I prayed. And I said, hey, God, why does she want to be here? Mm-hmm. Why would she want to be in Michigan? And he started listening out.
Dan Campbell.
You know, yeah, but you know what the main one was he told me?
What?
That I didn't even pay attention to. Her mom. Mm. I never even paid attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not my mother.
Yep.
And my mom is married.
Yeah.
And my mom got multiple kids. You know what I'm saying? I got sisters. So my sisters be with my mom. My father going through something. We split you know what I'm saying? My mom actually was with my sister because she got a job. My mom went and stayed for weeks on weeks on weeks with my sister. My father stayed here. I was going every day, hooking him up with stuff he ain't supposed to eat. My mom don't want him to eat. I'm hooking him up for his birthday. I'm like cashing him out, ice cream, cookies. So with Didi, though, I didn't realize you don't have a village. It's just you and your mom.
Yeah.
So a lot of why she wants to be here is because her mom will come to church.
Yeah.
So for me, it was like, okay, E, you being selfish by just saying we're going to San Diego. Now she don't got her mom.
Yep.
She don't have no siblings that she grew up with. Yep. Her mom don't got no kid other than her, right? So it was like, okay, She don't need to be with her mother every day, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how often does she need to be with her mom?
Like,
how often do they need to physically see each other? You feel me? So it's like, all right, I got it. And then more, how long do I need to be in San Diego to get that reprieve? Because that's what it is for me. I don't need to be in the pool every day for the every day, all day for 8 years, bro. I don't need that. I might need to go to Cali. Honestly, I peeped it out, more in 10 days, I feel like, this was good. Alive. You feel me? Like, I'm alive. Yeah. So it's like, all right, Issa, start doing. And then Diddy loved the church. You know what I'm saying? She loved the babies, right? And so it was like, okay, I got it. Okay, we'll do. Because before, we did all January, all February, all March. Yeah. We come back like April.
Too much.
So now I'm like, E, give it 2-3 weeks here in the winter, 2-3 weeks there. And boom. So I had to do the scouting report. Mm-hmm. And I had to go for my marriage and for my wife. She needs to see her mom this much. For my wife, she needs to be in church this much. Because I peeped it out, Ma. We would go to Cali. And about the third week, bruh, Cali is really killing Dee Dee. Like, she don't got nothing to do. She tired of shopping. Mm-hmm. She don't got no family, no friends. And so it was like, nope, don't do that. We do this time frame. And guess what happened? I shouldn't say, well, Didi don't listen, so I'm good. But Didi was like, oh, when we go this time, you can stay as long as you want. Like, we don't got to go back. It's all good. And I was like, nope, I know what she's doing, God. What she's doing is making sure we stay on one accord. But I'm like, we're not going to stay that long. Just give me a couple weeks, and then we'll go back.
Come on, y'all. Hey, stop negotiating with fear. Stop negotiating with fear. Every time you hesitate, like, you get the idea and you hesitate. Listen to me, y'all. Fear pulls up a chair and just get comfortable with you. And I wrote this part down. I don't want to mess it up. It says, fear is a terrible business partner. It always wants more of your time, but less of your potential. It wants more of your time, but less of your potential. So one simple challenge, y'all. Do something tomorrow that fear would not approve of. Hit fear in the mouth. Let's go.
Hey, man, I need y'all to do the scouting report on your financial health.
Come on.
We talking about that right now.
Yeah.
When you do the scouting report, man, let me tell you something. Your side hustle will become your main hustle when you do this thing right. When I first started my first side hustle, which was real estate, at that time I was making $36,000 a year as a police officer. I didn't just get into anything just to make money. I did the scouting report on what industry can I get into that's going to still give me my freedom, but yet allow me to passively make income.
Yeah.
Bruh, it was real estate.
Yeah.
I did the scouting report on real estate, and I bought a building for every single build that I had. And I'm telling y'all, and I'm looking right at the camera, 25 years later, I'm telling you, that side hustle money that came from real estate in the beginning has been planted in the ground. And now I got a crop, I got a harvest that I can't even spend all the way. So your side hustle.
Oh, what a harvest.
When you do it the right way, and when you look at the scouting report, it's going to tell you what will work and what won't work. So a lot of y'all, man, do the scouting report and make your side hustle become your main income.
Can we not use side as a descriptor in 2026?
Side?
Yeah. Can we take that word out? It just got a negative connotation. Yeah, it's got a negative connotation. You know what I'm saying? You know, the side hustle is just...
It'll become your main hustle.
Right. It just got a negative connotation to it.
The bill ain't no good without side, dude.
Some places you gotta give you two sides. Ah, it's your main course.
Yeah. It's the
say alternate.
Yes, please.
Alternate.
Yeah, please. In Jesus' name.
We out of here. We love you, Whip.
See you next week.
Let's go.
I want you to focus on here right now. Don't you worry about when you get home. You concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul.
Thank you so much for rocking with us as always, right? We don't take it lightly, guys. And we hope that we've provided transformation and not just information. We want you to become the best version of yourself, right? Make sure you check out the show notes to access all the important links and get your product discounts. Now, One favor we're asking of you, do us this favor. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We want to know your feedback and how we can serve you better. And if there's anyone that you think could benefit from listening to this show, please, I'm begging you, please share it with them. And remember, as E always says, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.